With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Ukrainian President Zelensky plans to meet with President Trump this weekend to discuss a peace plan that would end the Russia-Ukraine war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Zelensky says he'll travel to Florida for talks with the president on Sunday. The Ukrainian leader told reporters the two will discuss security guarantees for Ukraine and said the 20-point peace plan that's been under discussion is about 90% ready. The announced meeting suggests that negotiators have made significant progress. Last month, Donald Trump said he would meet with Zelensky only when the deal to the war is final or in its final stages. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There'll be a historic New Year's Eve ball drop to celebrate the nation's 250th anniversary.
This New Year's Eve in Times Square will offer even more at midnight. It's the combined kickoff to America 250. Rosie Rios is the chair of the organization.
The ball is going to glow red, white, and blue right after the countdown. For the first time ever, there will be a second wave of confetti. It will all end with America the Beautiful.
In celebration of the start of America's 250th anniversary and a year of getting all Americans to participate in the largest year of service.
We are making 2026 the largest year of volunteer hours ever aggregated by our country.
Julie Walker, New York.
The United States airstrikes targeting militants affiliated with the Islamic State group in northwestern Nigeria are a major escalation of an offensive that Nigeria's overstretched military has struggled with for years. President Trump said the powerful and deadly strikes were carried out against ISIS militants on Thursday. On Wall Street, the Dow and the Nasdaq were down 20 points. This is SRN News. A new poll asked churchgoers about the Bible and social issues.
The survey was commissioned by the Family Research Council, and it reveals that just 47% of Americans who attend worship services regularly believe that the scriptures are clear and unambiguous about the morality of homosexuality. And that's down from 63% who thought that just 2 years ago. And the poll also finds just 40% of churchgoers think the Bible is clear on transgenderism. 51% feel the same about abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
What do you believe about the afterlife? A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University has delivered some unexpected results. Only 52% of people who describe themselves as Christians say they expect to spend eternity in the presence of God. Another 12% believe they will experience eternal peace without the presence of any divine being. This is SRN News. A prominent college football program has hired a new coach after a scandal.
Michigan has agreed to a 5-year contract with Kyle Whittingham to replace fired and disgraced football coach Sharon Moore. That's according to two people familiar with the situation who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because the move had not been announced. Whittingham announced 2 weeks ago that he would step down after 21 seasons as Utah's coach. He won a school record 177 games. Moore was fired on December 10th when the school said an investigation uncovered his inappropriate relationship with a staffer. I'm Gethin Coolball.
The Las Vegas Raiders have decided to bench defensive end Max Crosby for Sunday's home game against the New York Giants in a matchup of teams with the NFL's worst records. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.